Testing.
Hello.
All right, we'll get this thing started.
I'm Dane G. Kroll, author of the Realm of Goryeo series, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Virtual systems ready. Gotta find a way just to play just a little game. Gotta compulsion, wanna be a champion. Gotta feel a heart, gotta be smart, play the card. Gotta get inside the mind of my counterpart. That's the key, I'm a split personality. It's your sensation, that's my destiny. I got monster reality. Gotta find a way, gotta see my strategy. I'm dual duality. Let this fight in my brain. Monster reality. Summon the dragon blue eyes white. Sending the sword to the bleeding eye.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gameplay, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And today we are going to be looking at Konami's Yu-Gi-Oh! Extreme Force Booster Packs. And we had three packages provided to us by Allison Spiegel and Timothy Klein from Hill & Knowlton Strategies. So we want to thank those two individuals and Hill & Knowlton for providing these couple of packages of the new booster packs. These are the first booster packs of 2018, and they did come out this past February 2nd. So they are on store shelves right now. There's 9 cards in the pack.
Yep. So we got 27 here.
So we got 27 to kind of look through. Logan's going to open them up while we're here and give kind of what he thinks of them off the top of his head. And then we're going to look at them a little bit more in depth and the artwork. But it's a 100 card set to begin with. Mm-hmm. There's 48 commons, 20 rares, 14 super rares, 10 ultra rares, and 8 secret rares. And Logan, you're going to have to be the one that tells me what's what, if you know off the top of your head. But
I'm sure. I know the rarities are connected to the level of shiny they have. But
We'll see what you get. Opening the first pack here. Oh, is it the suspense?
Even opening it backwards. There's the pack we get to keep it. Striping Panther. Sorry, Striping Partner, which looks fairly cool. Apparently a dog that has the tail end of a USB port type thing.
Okay.
Mahjong Munya Maidens. Some
Mahjong, huh? Cool. Mm-hmm. Let me look at these maidens. Ooh, okay. That's a little bit different. These maidens are basically, flamingos. Cranes.
Yep.
That's kind of cool. That's different. Okay, cool.
Bit Trooper, which is a little cybernetic knight type with a shield and a spear.
Okay.
A pretty shiny Xcode Talker, which is a Link monster.
Cool.
And also the one that's on the front of the packets, too, so that's awesome. Ritual Beast Ultikimon Falcos, which another Link monster and one of the... That's it. I know I have a few of those, but not many.
It does say there are Link monsters in this, so you are right.
Oh, no, I was talking about the Ritual Beast set. But yeah, we've got 2 Link monsters already. So it looks like that's the only 2 in the first pack we're opening. Euler's Circuit, which it looks like a racing track almost, I think. Well, no, it doesn't. But, there's the... It almost looks like half a star. Grappler Angler, which I recognize that fish from a... different card. Can't remember which card, but I recognize that fish.
Is it the same artwork or different artwork? Because sometimes they have the same artwork. No, it's a
different card. The fish that the guy's fishing is a monster in and of itself.
Okay.
I know I have that card. I just can't remember what it's called.
But this one's the angler himself. He's kind of like half demon and blue skinned. That's kind of cool. Okay.
Ghost Trick Renovation. Which is awesome, because I like the Ghost Trick ones. werewolf, ghost, the mummy, the jing, vampire, jack-o'-lantern, the Frankenstein and Yeti. World Legacy World Shield, which, huh, nice. I've seen a few of the other World Legacy cards, and they seem pretty cool from what I've seen. So, nice.
Okay. Well, Logan's opening the next pack. What we got here? Some pretty cool artwork on most of it. There's some cartoony art, but that's pretty much like all Yu-Gi-Oh! Stuff. Like I said, I'm not sure how to tell the different types of cards. Logan is more of the trading card collector and player, so you'll have to forgive me. Logan's more apt to that, but... The Ritual Beast Ultai Kamun Falcos, it has shiny lettering, and it basically has kind of like a cross between a weevil and a snake, with a female rider on the back, so that's kind of cool. And, but the nice one that he got out of the pack, and this is the one you said that was on the front packaging, it's Xcode Talker, and it's really, I mean, it's one of the rare ones, I'm assuming, because it's pretty shiny. It's got 23,000 attacks with a link 3. So this is an aspect of the game that I'm not familiar with the linking, but I know that's one of the things that is starting to happen.
Most recent summoning type, which I know a bit of, but it's basically special format of sacrificial summon. I'm not exactly sure on the details myself.
Okay, and the Ghostric Renovation, that's just kind of a fun card. It's kind of a cartoony artwork, but it kind of reminds you of some of the mangas that you see and some of the, you know, when they're in the spirit world and the March of the Monsters. Yep. So it kind of looks like some of those are in the house and stuff because it has jack-o'-lantern and witch type things flying overhead. Frankenstein-ish type monster, Yeti-type monster. So that's kind of cool. So what do you got in this next pack here, dude?
First one's Mech Knight Orange Sunset. Mechanical knight type guy with two big shields attached to his arms.
Okay.
Well, long shields because they're attached to his arms. So they kind of look like the surfboard things from the Power Ranger one we were watching at the moment.
Oh, in space?
Kind of.
Power Rangers in space?
Yeah, except for they're attached to his arms.
Okay. Yeah, they kind of do, don't they? He's kind of cool looking, though. I like him. Mm-hmm. Meek Knight Orange Sunset. Cool. Not much attack, though. Only 800.
Yeah.
Sometimes the cooler ones don't have as much, but sometimes that's weird sometimes that
effects
way.
Effects can also change things. Which oh, true. I haven't actually read any of the effects yet, but no, I'll get to that. Column Switch, which at least one of those looks like a duelist, which is awesome if it is, because I kind of like the ones that feature that normal character too. Yokozuna Sumo Spirit, which Yoko almost Ono? Robotic, but yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Not Yoko Ono, is it? No.
Yokozuna.
Nah, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, this kind of looks like a sumo wrestler. It says sumo spirits. Like, duh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
My bad. My bad there.
Showdown of the Secret Sense Scroll Techniques, which seems to be a martial artist old guy versus green, possibly martial artist as well, but more demonic type. He has the orb of blue energy while he has the green guy has the rings of energy trying to be.
What you got here?
Oh, we've got a pendulum monster.
Okay.
Mythical Beast Medusa, which is shiny as well. It's got, looks to be two dragon heads for hands, and then I think that might be an octopus head, but I don't know enough about octopus heads to be sure.
Let's see what it looks like here.
Four on the pendulum scale.
Oh, no, no. At first glance, that almost looks like a predator.
Yeah, I can see that, definitely.
The head of of a predator.
Yeah.
And with the dreads coming out, but it has looks like dragon spirits coming off on the sides.
It seems to have two dragon heads for arms.
That is cool. Mythical Beast Medusa, and it's another one of those shinier ones.
Yep.
15 and 1,500 of each attack and defense on that one, so that's cool. Okay. Pendulum, yep.
A Vendred Charge, that's another rare one, if less rare than most of the others we've got so far. With a giant monster leading a charge of lots and lots of other ones, including a few more of the big ones, too.
Oh, that's a cool card. Oh, I like that one. This is a darker card, and it looks almost looks like the devil himself in medieval armor and stuff like that. So that's cool. I like that one. You can tell I'm more of the art person when I'm looking at these.
Well, I like the art, too, but I'm not as detailed in it. Recovery Sorcerer, which is another link card, though actually not shiny, which is kind of something. It's got a guy in yellow with blue hair and orange circles surrounding his staff in hand, though you can barely see his staff.
Okay. Yeah, it kind of looks like a traveler. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's kind of cool. He's got kind of golden armor and a golden cape, or yellow, whatever you want to say. That's cool. Okay.
FA City Grand Prix, which has a car. Actually, well, there's a car on it, but no, this is a hologram of the map of the race with a little holographic person. I'm guessing the referee
guy. Not an actual holographic card, though.
Oh, no.
You figure with a Grand Prix, it has to have a car on there somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of cool. I wish I'd like to see the car as the hull too. That's kind of that looks kind
of
neat.
I'm pretty
too.
Sure that's actually one of their sets of cards that they have.
Is it? I wonder if it might be some in this set as well, just a single card maybe.
I know they have some before that are FA because I got some earlier in
Chinese. Okay. Cool.
There's the Die Dance.
The Die Dance?
Yep.
DI. It's not DIE?
Nope, DAI.
Thought if you danced, you'll die. No. So do you have to roll dice with that one?
Actually, I don't think so. Choose a opponent's unused main monster zone. If they would normal or special summon to that zone, if they would normal or special summon a monster, then that zone must be the one to be used if it can be used.
Okay. You got me on that one. All you guys out there that are
and
used
they
to
can't
that.
Do multiple summons at once while this effect is applied. So that's nice versus the pendulum and other various things that do that.
So that's one you would want in your deck if you were doing pendulum type stuff or battling. Of course, that's the fun part. You don't know who or what you're going to be battling most of the time.
Yep. Though there are side decks too, so... True. If you're doing a proper tournament style, you can have that going for you.
It's kind of a cool card until you kind of look in the background and you have those two guys kind of, one's playing looks like a guitar and I don't know if the other one's bell. No, it's another guitar. And singing with hearts. So
yeah.
She's kind of spooked. Yeah. It's kind of funny
just
in a way.
Just the guy doing the dance thing.
Well, Logan's opening the last one that we have. Like we said, there are Link monsters in here. Some of them are Curious, Lightsworn Dominion, Isolode, the Two Tails of the Noble Knights, and the Mighty Heavy Metal Foes Electromite. And so you can basically bring old school strategies into current competition. You have Hey Trunade. Hey, Trunade harnesses the power of the long forbidden giant Trunade. So I assume you must know that. So you knew what I was trying to say.
Giant Trunade or giant
Trunade? I don't know.
It's either Trunade or Trunade.
Okay.
I remember correctly, that's about sending everything on the field back to the hand. Though that might have been heavy storm. No, heavy storm destroys it all. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Though that's the spell trap cards, I think.
Okay, they have Contact C is a new monster that hampers your opponent's extra deck summons. And then there's another one, Suryuja Skull Dread, and it's a massive 4 link that boosts attack and defense points. And so that's kind of different there. And you have special summons monsters from your hand and draw 4 new cards to replace 3 cards from your hand. So the link monsters look like they're going to be a little bit different. Is this the first one with Link Monsters?
Not by much, because Link Monsters just started coming out last year.
Okay. Okay, what's in the last pack? Here we go. So far, we haven't gotten any duplicates yet either.
No,
so that's kind of cool.
FA Test Run, which it's got the hologram gal with some people doing a... Looks like they're just basically test running one of the...
Another car type
thing? Car. Though you can only see the very back of it with the engines going off.
Oh, yep, that's true. Kind of goes along with that Grand Prix one that we had earlier.
Yep. And we got another Kuro Obi one, too. Remember that Sumo Spirit?
Uh-huh.
You've also got the Karate Spirit, and it's a pendulum monster.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This guy's yellow. The other one was red, I think.
Oh, that's cool. It kind of looks like a... Well, it's a robot dressed up like Ryu with a white gi top. Uh-huh. I know, I'm stretching it. Okay, I know.
And there's Link Hole, which might be one of the Trap Hole, Dark Hole derivative types. Mm-hmm. Nice.
This is Kurobo.
We got a very, very, very shiny one, as in...
Okay.
With the little diagonal shiny marks in it. Mech Knight Blue Sky, which Mr. he's got...
Blue Sky. What was that?
Curved blades that he has with a spike as the...
What is the song that has blue skies in it? Oh, wow, that is shiny, isn't it? Wow. Yeah. That is cool.
Yep.
Okay, so you guys, just to get a cool card just by the looks of it, and it's a powerful one, fairly powerful, too. It's a 2,000 attack and 2,500 attack, or defense, rather. And it's only a 5-star sacrifice, so that's 2 cards?
5 two is monsters? Just 1.
Oh, it's just, okay, my bad.
Unless it's got a...
Like I said, Meek Knight Blue Sky.
Mech Knight.
Mr. Blue Skies. Mech Knight. Remember the song, Mr. Blue Skies?
Yep.
Oh, I love that song. Sorry, guys. That is cool. I like that one. That is very cool. It's a foil card, but there's striations, like Logan said, that are at a diagonal that go through the picture, and it makes it a neat effect on there. Very cool.
Not sure, but I think that might be the secret rare. Not sure.
Yeah, that'd be cool if it was. You'd have to look that up, though.
And now for...
Oh, that's cool. I'm sorry, but when you put it down flat, you don't see the striation marks. It's not until you actually tilt it just right in the light till you see them. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's cool. Okay, that's neat. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
From that very, very rare one, we go to just slightly rare one with Shell Rocket Dragon, which is... Well, the body is mostly humanoid with a dragon's head and a tube tail.
Okay.
A tail with appears to be just cubes strung together with a kind of bullet or injection thing as a head, and then it's surrounded. It's got.
Oh, that is weird looking, isn't it? Kind of like a vial.
Yeah.
Like you would inject somebody with. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a dragon. Interesting. That's a different style dragon.
He's got the wings are the little, kind of like the Swords of Revealing Light, but real small and without the cross guard.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
There's...
Wow, for only a 2-star monster, he's got a 1,100 attack and a 2,000 defense. That's pretty good for a 2-star. Especially
the defense.
Wow. Okay.
I'm that's guessing really the cool. ability might not be so beneficial then.
He just goes in there and hammers it out, by golly. What's your next one?
Parallel Port Armor, which I know that's part of... Yeah, I don't know what that part of the... I don't know what those cords are called, but that's a type of cord that I recognize.
Yeah, they're kind of like VGA cords or something like that.
The blue ones with the 2 screws to the side.
VGA cords.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
Contact C, which I think is one that you mentioned on the back. So.
We got one of the ones that's mentioned. Yes, it is. That's supposed to be a new monster.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure most of them are going to be at least new, but...
Well, this one specifically is mentioned in the literature.
Yeah, it is awesome. When your opponent summons normal or special other than enduring damage, you can special summon this card from your hand to your opponent's field and defense position. And this card's controller cannot fusion, synchro, XYZ, or link summon unless they use this card. It's also got 2,200 defense, so...
Well, not bad. Yeah. Not too shabby. Well, that's a different looking card. It's just the hand and the arm, and would that be a shield or something? Or...
The black thing with 2 lights in it?
Yeah.
That's, if I remember correctly, that's actually supposed to be a cockroach.
Oh, got me. Okay. That's different.
C series of monsters was basically always the dark patch with 2 lights as eyes somewhere in the thing.
Okay.
And then one of them revealed, basically treating him like it might just be cockroaches. Or it could still be the aliens. Not sure.
I was going to say, it kind of looks like a dark matter around his wrist with the 2 glowing eyes. Yeah. Okay, so that's Contact C. So Logan actually got one of the ones that's in the literature. That's cool.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Mech Knight Green Horizon. So another one of those.
Awesome. Mech Knight. So we're down to the last couple
looks
there.
Looks like a spell type one, this one. Psychic type, but has the staff and everything.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, I like him. He's cool. Yeah, the Mech Knights are the ones to get, guys. These are cool if you're just looking at the artwork. These are very cool. This is green and silver. Oh, that's cool. I like that one.
And F.A. Auto Navigator, which is not a car, but actually the holographic gal. A different one than the...
So this
I think that might be the holographic gal from the second
one.
F.A.
No, the F.A.'s Grand Prix.
I think that might be a different holographic gal than the one from that one. I'm not sure, though.
Here.
I think it might be the second F.A. card that we got as the same one, though. I'm not sure.
I don't think you got a duplicate one on any of these, dude.
I didn't. It's kind of awesome.
Okay, you got lucky. Now, remember, folks, these are just by chance. You don't know what you're going to get when you pull a pack and pull the cards out. Logan, you know, I don't know if that's the same. Yeah, it looks like the same gal. I'll let you look at it here. That's the first card, you FA card. So it looks like FA is going to be part of this set to a degree.
Yeah, it is. Huh.
The Mech Knights are going to be, looks like a strong set of this. And I have to admit, the Green Horizon and especially this Blue Sky one, it's really cool. Do they, when they do stuff like this, do they usually have one that's a regular card too? Or is this just it?
Maybe in a different set, but I think it's just it.
That's what it is for this set. Okay.
There might be a different rarity value of that same card in a different set, but well, occasionally they have the it's shiny and then it's not. But
well, I have to admit, the stuff that I like for sure are the Mech Knights. Those are cool looking. It's not just because the Blue Sky is a cool looking card in and of itself, but even the Green Horizon, that's cool design. The Kuru Obi, that's kind of cool. You can kind of see where I gravitate towards. Here's another Mech Knight, Orange Sunset, again, another cool one. And the Recovery Sorcerer is pretty cool. Oh, I forgot about this one. This Vindra Charge, that is... Oh, I forgot about this one. Vindra Charge, even for just a regular card, is a spell card. You can send one zombie monster from your hand or face up from your field to the graveyard and summon one Vindred Monster, I'm sorry, guys and ladies, from your deck. You can only activate one Vindred Charge per turn, but it's got a cool image on it. And then the other one, Mythical Beast Medusa, the one that looks like a predator head. That's a cool-looking one.
And pretty sure this is just a bird with armor.
Bird with armor? About. Which one is that?
Ritual Beast one? I'm pretty sure that's just a bird.
Oh! Okay, my bad.
Yeah, I think...
For some reason, I thought those side ones were wrapped around snake-type deal, but yeah, okay, I got you. It's a bird.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, folks. Oh, I forgot about that other one. The
Xcode Talker?
Yeah, the one that's on the cover of the package. Mm-hmm. That was kind of a cool-looking one, too. I forgot about that one.
No, I suppose I should actually read through the effect.
I think just kind of... We read through a couple of them. If you want to pick out a couple, just to go read through, you can. But while you're doing that, again, remember, this is the first booster pack for the Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading Card Game from Konami for the year. It did come out on the past February 2nd. There's 9 cards per pack, $3.99 per pack. You can find them at most of your hobby stores, your gaming stores. Sometimes your comic book stores are one and the same as a gaming store. And you should be able to find these probably in the Walmarts and your department stores, Targets as well, because they're pretty well, keep those in stock as well. They're pretty good sell-throughs. And Yu-Gi-Oh! doesn't seem to get as much love publicly like some other card games have. I don't know what that's been, I mean.
It is slightly odd.
You just see them in cards more than anything than other product, where other card games you've seen toys and a bunch of stuff, seems like. But Yu-Gi-Oh! Is kind of what I feel like is the artwork is more elevated than some of the others.
I agree with that.
That's kind of cool. We won't mention the others. It'll be nice that way. Anyone's in there specifically you want to spotlight by reading what they have on there? Or?
The Mahjong Munya Maidens is actually a moderately good defender with 2,000 defense and an ability that lets you both flip summon it to draw one card and discard a card, which sounds pretty good to me, and then also return it to face down defense position at least once per turn.
Okay.
I was going to try and find the...
Which one?
The 2,000 one.
Okay.
Shallow Rocket Dragon. When a Link monster's effect is activated that targets this face-up card on the field, you can destroy this card, then destroy one monster in the column this card was in. And if you do, destroy any monsters in that card's adjacent zones. During the end phase, if this card is in the graveyard because it was destroyed on the field by battle or card effect, and it's in there this turn, you can special summon one rocket monster from your deck except Shell Rocket Dragon. You can only use each effect of Shell Rocket Dragon once per turn. That's actually pretty good. It's got 2,000 defense, which is mostly solid from what I know.
Okay.
If you get monsters that have to be sacrificed to get them out there, then it might not be good enough. But most things, 2,000 is right at the limit for just normal summoning monsters.
Okay. And let's see if we got time. If you want to look at one more and read off. I read off one of them, so that'll actually be the fourth one, I guess, that we actually read off. Got these little prints for this guy to try to read. Logan's good at reading these things, a little print, but I struggle a little bit.
Recovery Sorcerer. You have to sacrifice two Cybers monsters to summon it, and you can target one Cybers Link monster in your graveyard that was destroyed this turn and special summon it, but it has its effects negated and it's destroyed during the end phase. You can use that once per turn.
Okay, different.
Yep. Link of two and attack 1500s, but every turn you can have any Cybers Link monster that was destroyed that turn back for a turn, even if it's not that turn.
Okay.
Not that long lived. Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, some of this stuff you're talking way over my head. I'm just kind of into it just a little bit because Logan's into it quite a bit. You have thousands of trading card cards.
Yeah, I'd say so.
He's actually a collector where he likes to at least put one card in a sleeve, and his duplicates, that's where he gets his decks from.
Yeah.
So he's got several cards that he's gotten and gotten some nice ones. So these will be added to those in a special place. But this, like I said, is the Yu-Gi-Oh! Extreme Force Booster Packs. It's the first ones for this year of 2018. Yeah. We've been along for a long, long time. But again, we want to thank Allison Spiegel and Timothy Klein of Hill & Knowlton Strategies for sending us these couple of packages to look through and see what these are going to look like for everybody out there. If you haven't found them on your shelves of your local stores yet, they will be there soon, but I probably bet you they're out there. So you guys go and find them and pick some up. Support the Yu-Gi-Oh! Brand. They've always been cool cards. To me, it's about the artwork. Logan and I will play occasionally, but sometimes it's a little frustrating to me because I interpret it one way and he interprets it the other way. But I guess that's part of the what most people say fun. Sometimes to me it's a little, I'm too competitive sometimes, I guess. Logan's good about being patient, so I have to say thank you to him for that. But all in all, a lot of times you see a lot of duplicate art, but so far out of these three packs, was there any duplicate art that you recognized from any other sets?
No, I don't think so.
So that's kind of cool because Yu-Gi-Oh! Does have a habit of using duplicate art just in a different set sometimes.
Occasionally they have variations on the art, but generally when the same card shows up in the new set, it's the same art as it had.
That's true. So
that just means when it does do the variations, it's even cooler.
But Logan, he's been trying to put together some complete sets. He's getting close to a couple of complete sets on some of them. We'll have to kind of get some, but anybody wants to get rid of their cards, send them to Comic Pop.
That would be awesome.
PM us on Facebook or through Twitter and we can get you some cards. But this one, if you wanted to know what we came in on, because it's Yu-Gi-Oh!, we of course went to the album Yu-Gi-Oh! Music to Duel By. The first one was Duel Magic. The first one was Duel Madness, and we'll be leaving out with Heart of the Cards. But Duel Madness was done by Joel Duick, and Heart of the Cards is by Eric Stewart and Questar Welsh. And you might still be able to find this out there, at least maybe in download form. If you've been doing Yu-Gi-Oh! For a while, you know about the album, so you know where they came from. Just to have some fun, since this is the Yu-Gi-Oh! Brand with Konami, we thought it would be fun to do that. So we hope to get some more previews from Hill & Knowlton. That'll be kind of a new segment for us. The gaming part of the podcast has been stagnant. But we were starting to look at starting something like this up with Logan when he gets new packs. But then Hill & Knowlton came to us asking us if we would review these. So this fit in perfectly. Mm-hmm. So this is the kickstart of doing reviews for trading card games. But we'll be doing some more throughout the years. It might be older packs that he gets occasionally. Or it might be newer packs. Just depends on what he grabs and if he gets a haul. Like sometimes we go and
we go to comic
shops
occasionally that have the boxes upon boxes of
true
cards for.
And I know last summer we found two garage sales where we bought cards on a less than a penny a card. And you got some decent cards out of those. So that was kind of cool. But again, to leave out, we want to thank Allison Spiegel and Timothy Klein of Hill & Knowlton. And remember, go out there, support the Yu-Gi-Oh! Brand and Konami. Look for the Extreme Force Booster Packs. It's a 100-card set, 48 commons, 20 rares, 14 super rares, 10 ultra rares, and 8 secret rares. To complete the whole set, you'll need all of those. So be on the lookout for those packs and pick them up. We've been having fun going through these cards. Logan, I think you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I had fun just looking through it and do first impressions. This is what all this is about. We hope you've been enjoying listening to us. and we will catch everybody on the flip side. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.